Our water cooler topic for today is the 3 weeks and sacrifices, part two. Last time we discussed the purpose of sacrifices, and our sacrifices are meant for us to form a relationship with Hashem, to form a relationship with God. And when we form a relationship with God, we won't sin in the first place. Not that we have to bring the sacrifice to forgive us, but we won't sin in the first place because we have elevated ourselves. And the Medrash tells us, our rabbis tell us, that in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, it was a great place because there was never any sin lying around. There weren't sins there because every single morning the Talmud was brought, and people were forgiven for their sins. And the same thing is true in the afternoon. So there was always sacrifices being brought in order to help people not to sin. And I think that that's important. The Medrash doesn't only mean that to be forgiven for sins because people brought their own personal sacrifices. But what it means is that when we brought the Talmud, we elevated ourselves and we made sure not to sin and not to do the wrong thing. And therefore we elevated ourselves to a very great level. So what do we do today? We don't have sacrifices today, and as we mentioned before in earlier classes, that today we know the Talmud tells us that we don't have sacrifices, so we have tefillos, we have davening, we have prayer. We pray every single day. We pray in the morning. We pray in the afternoon. And those were instituted to replace the sacrifices that were brought. And the Talmud tells us in the tractate of Tainus, it says that Hashem, God said, that we said to Hashem, we know when the Beis HaMikdash is around that we can bring sacrifices, but what do we do at the time that we don't? So Hashem, God says that you should daven and you should read the sacrifices. And if you read it, then I will look at it as if you brought them. And therefore, besides for the fact that we daven and we pray and we connect to Hashem, we also know that during our prayers, whether it's at the beginning, preliminary prayers, or different parts of our prayers, or the musaf on Shabbos, or different prayers that we have on the holidays, we insert and we talk about the sacrifices that were brought. So besides for the fact that we daven and we pray, that is substituting the sacrifices, we actually talk about the sacrifices that were brought. And Hashem says, if you talk about it, it's as if you brought it, and you are forming that relationship with me, and therefore not only being forgiven for your sins, but also accomplishing that you are staying away and you are doing something good because you are elevating, because we are elevating ourselves. All the way at the beginning, in Parashas Pinchas, as I mentioned last time, when the Torah talks about all the different sacrifices and musafs that are brought, it talks about the Tamid. And the Tamid was the first sacrifice that was brought every day. And Rashi tells us a very interesting thing. Rashi tells us that Hashem said to Moshe, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael, command the Jewish people that they should bring these sacrifices. And Rashi says that what the Torah is teaching us is that right before that paragraph, the Torah says that Moshe said, look, I'm not going to be around forever, and I'm not going to be able to take the Jewish people into the land of Israel, so I need a replacement. So he took Joshua, Yehoshua, to be his replacement. And Hashem says, you know what? You're worried about yourself, and you're worried about who's going to replace you. You have to also remember, what should the Jewish people do in order to keep the relationship with me? Not only who's going to replace Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to replace Moses, our leader, but how are you going to make sure that you are leaving a legacy for my children, God says, that they would have that relationship. Until that point, Moshe was the one who was the conduit and the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem. So Hashem says, how are you going to do it in the future? Hashem says, now you have to bring sacrifices, and that will bring that relationship. And us, that we don't have sacrifices, we do that through davening, we do that through our prayer, and we daven to Hashem, and we get closer to Hashem, and if we can get closer to Hashem, then we can form that relationship, that important relationship, that replaces the sacrifices that we had. So that's the Talmud that we bring every single day, that we should always, constantly, not only on holidays, always constantly realize that we have a relationship with Hashem. But even more interesting than that, we find that even though the Musaf prayer that we have was brought as a communal sacrifice, most of the Musafim, most of the holiday sacrifices that were brought, had a Chatas in it also. A Chatas is a sin offering. It had a Chatas in it also, because sometimes we do sin, and on holidays when we brought communal sacrifices, we also inserted there a sin offering in case there was any sins that were done. But we find that on the holiday on Shabbos, the musaf that's brought on Shabbos, we don't find that there is any sin offering that is brought. Only regular offerings that are brought. Because Shabbos, we understand, is a time of the epitome of the relationship between the Jewish people and God. And if that's the epitome of the relationship, that should be a time that we don't want to sin. because we've elevated ourselves in the Aseh Toiv and doing good, that we don't want to sin. And we know even for halacha, in Jewish law, tells us that on Shabbos, people don't lie. People don't lie on Shabbos because people understand that we are elevated on Shabbos. And therefore, people are on a very high level on Shabbos because we don't sin on Shabbos. And because we don't sin on Shabbos, we don't have to bring a sacrifice to forgive us for the sins. But that is only because we have elevated ourselves to this great level. So when it comes Parshas Pinchas, so when it comes the time during the 3 weeks, which we are during the 3 weeks at this time, and we try to remember about the greatness of Hashem, we try to remember the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, that people would go to the temple and see a majestic beauty in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, in Hashem, and the high priest and everything. And today we don't have that. So what do we do? What do we do instead? So we have prayer to replace that, but we also have Shabbos to replace that. Shabbos is the time where we call Me'ein Olam Haba, it's like the world to come, where we can envelop ourselves spiritually into a place where we have this great relationship with Hashem. And we can have not only the Sur Meira, which is forgiving the sins that we have done, but also Aseh Toiv, that Shabbos is the time that we can elevate ourselves in the relationship with Hashem so that we shouldn't want to sin. Sepasnish, it's not even, we're good people, so how would we even want to sin? And therefore, Shabbos during the 3 weeks is even more special, because during the 3 weeks is a time that we mourn the fact that we don't have the temple. And Shabbos today is one of the things that replace that. And so on Shabbos, we have to realize and appreciate during the mourning time of the 3 weeks, the greatness and the relationship that we have with Hashem. And so when we daven during our weekday prayers, and always we daven to return to Jerusalem, to return to Hashem, to return to the Beis HaMikdash, what do we daven for? What we daven for is that we can have this relationship with Hashem and bring it back, whether through sacrifices, through prayer, through however it is, but that we bring back that relationship that we have with Hashem, bring it to this high level so that we should not even want to sin.